A couple of weeks ago, a 20-year-old woman went to a Foot Locker in Ohio, left behind a purse. Apparently, the purse had some cocaine in it. An employee saw the cocaine, called police. When the woman came back to get her purse, she was arrested. Police also found that she had parked in a fire lane. And her boyfriend was in the car. And he had even more cocaine. So, there you go. Just by forgetting her purse.
In order for them to see the cocaine, there had to have been a big amount.
I would think so,
in
yes.
In her purse. And you'd really think, how dumb are you that mm-hmm. you left that behind? But obviously pretty dumb. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Probably less than six pair.
Less than six pair.
Yeah.
Well,
I think one's, yeah, about six.
52% of women own more than 10 pair just of high heels.
Okay.
48% have between 11 to 20 pairs, and 4% say they have well over 30 pairs. That's just high heels.
See, I didn't count my high heels when I was. You asked me how many pairs of shoes I owned. I forgot about those.
46% of women wear high heels at least once a week, and 19%, or about 1 in 5, said they wear high heels every day, with 2/3 of women saying they wear high heels because it makes them feel sexier. Hmm. I'm going to go with I have over 10 pairs of high heels, but I don't. Hardly ever wear them.
Right. 47-year-old woman in England managed to lose about 300 pounds, went on a special diet. She went from 520 pounds down to 220 pounds by eating nothing except for pumpkin.
And now pumpkins are, it's that time of year, they're on sale anyways. Now everyone's going to go and try this.
She says she loves pumpkin. She could eat it all day. It's low in calories. In fact, one cup of cooked pumpkin has only 49 calories and just a trace amount of fat. So yeah, if you can eat nothing but pumpkin, apparently it's a good way to lose some weight.
Pumpkin doesn't taste like anything though, does it?
It's not that good unless you add the crust and the sugar and turn it into a pie.
And that's not even, yeah. Well, Gravity, no surprise, topped the box office this weekend, but it had a record-breaking weekend. 55.6 million in the first 3 days of release. That's the best October opening of all time. Top five movies at the box office this weekend. Number five was Rush. Prisoners came in at number four. Runner, Runner, the new movie, came in at number three. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs came in at number two. And Gravity on top of the box office this weekend.
25-year-old bartender in Springfield, Oregon, named Aurora. She got two Keno lottery tickets as a tip last Tuesday.
Oh, I would not be happy as a bartender.
One of them won $17,000.
Oh, now I'd be happy.
She actually tried to give it back to the guy who gave it to her, but he said nope. So she's planning to use some of the money to buy a couch, but the rest, she says, is going to go into the bank. So she just got herself a $17,500 tip.
Good bartender, I guess.
Lucky bartender, I guess. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.